haven't done that.
Well, they ask you if you can, and you say, no, I...
I don't. Believe I didn't accept that.
They lock the wheels on the chair in the back.
You say, okay, you say in a dangerous situation, to be careful. In a dangerous situation, to be careful.
What, you mean about something he does, like drinking or...
Just, I'm just saying of what word you, what? Just...
Hi, darling.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm just fine. Glad to see you this morning.
How are you, ladies?
Well, thank you. Okay, someone were thinking about doing something pretty dangerous, so... you say, well, in a situation like that, be careful.
And I might say, do you think it is safe for you to do that? Or like that, you know. There's always a nice way of leaving the right feeling with things.
Okay. You're talking about, so you were facing corn. And it seemed a little shorter than usual this year. You say, well, at this time of year,
it doesn't turn out right for me, maybe to plant or do that.
But you see, at this time of year, it was to be taller. It was taller.
Well, maybe the seasons wouldn't be the right, but it would be, maybe it'd be the good planting, but it's the wrong time of the season for me to be lucky with it.
Okay. You say, I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you
I live close to the cemetery, and I don't know that I see a rabbit at night, but you have a little funny feeling or something. I always did. And I know there was an old grave that had been there for years and years in my mother's home. And I said one day, I said, you'd pass there, and you'd say something, and I'd say nothing. People took out to say that for fun, you know. They took the wrong attitude. The way I meant it, I just said it for fun, you know, and all. And I said, and they thought that he would say, he'd say nothing.
Okay. He said, you might tell someone that you're not doing
think you should do.
Okay. Okay, using another word, you're not doing what you to do, what you...
You're supposed to do, or you profess to do.
Okay, what about you ought...
Not to do this. Your influence, and like that. Here while I'm back, about a year ago, one of my friends in Sunday school said, well, now, Miss Bell, I take a social drink, but he said, I do not. You know, get drunk or anything like that. And I said, the thing about it is, your influence, your younger people, that could, they'd say, well, Mr. Raymond did that, and I think he's all right, when he could be temperate, and they couldn't, and we are a stumbling block in our youth, or our weaker brother's way. And it wouldn't, that little social drink wouldn't hurt me or you, but someone who's weaker. Now, I've said those little things. Which is true. There's someone doing just like you or I in this world. And we have to be kind of careful of the example that we set.
Yeah. Okay. Suppose a boy got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something he...
Which he shouldn't have done.
Okay. Or using the word ought.
Ought not to have done.
Okay. And if someone... if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might tell someone, now no matter how many times you ask me to do that,